Well, thank you, Mr. Dither. Thank you, Mr. Dither. The official Soviet newspaper said the temple members had protested the mindless arms race and the filthy war in Vietnam and were persecuted and finally forced to seek refuge in another country. Wow, it sounds like a ballad to me. Oh man, Bangkok, Thailand has launched an air-sea search and fishing boat carrying some 400 Vietnamese refugees. The boat was towed back out to sea after arriving in Thailand. Sources said because of a breakdown in communication. Oh Lord, the boat was towed into Thai waters by a German freighter of the Thai Navy, unaware that the refugees had been guaranteed resettlement in West Germany, took the boat back out to sea after providing the passengers with provisions. See, that's deep, man. Chinese newspapers have made their first reference to the country's current war posting campaign, quoting Vice Premier Chiang Hao-Seping as saying the country's stable and its leaders are confident of implanting modernization programs. Oh, this should get me in the village voice. Chiang gave his blessing to the campaign, but he commented, not all the opinions of the masses are carefully thought out, nor can we demand that they all be correct, adding, this is nothing terrible. Bad enough, but it's not terrible. Former President Richard Nixon on his second trip outside the United States since his resignation was a smiling, handshaking politician again, greeting crowds outside his hotel and trying a little French. He sure as hell didn't try it on Pat. Mr. Nixon is in Paris to sightsee and be interviewed on French television before going on to deliver a speech in England. He'll participate in a French call-in program and said he will answer questions in Welsh. It's pretty big, Mr. N. I'm so cynical I could just keep on doing this forever, because you know they ain't gonna be looking at my golden bunions in 100 years from now. They're gonna be selling my socks like Judy Garland, and I hope they get a good price. I mean, what with inflation and the price of rights. But man, I should worry. I own all my own songs and I wrote them myself too. I got 24 children, 14 wives, 3 mistresses, 59 accountants, 105 lawyers, 2 million fans, a postage system that never fails to land me in jail. Look for my mail, perhaps have a garage sale, and you know, go save the whale, and you know, get a boat and go for a sail, and oh, how do you get out of this hell? I'm stuck inside of a lexicon with the Roger Searsaurus blues again. Sometimes I wish I was just George Harrison, you know, but all answers, oh my God, oh my God.